Start your day with Harry Mash to test Nissan Toshin I involved Rib and the old silver.
I would like to digress today from the classical preparations for Yom Tov, the halachos of Shleishim Yom Kodem HaChag, whether it be Hilkas B'dikas Chometz, or the Dinei Aseidah, Matzahs and Arvakoses. I would like to talk about the different aspect of Yom Tov, the mitzvah of Birchas Kehanim. As you well know, in Eretz Yisrael, one duchens every day, but in Chutz La'aretz, as the Ramor writes, Nagu b'chol medinis eilu, she'ein noisin kapeyem, we do not duchen, elu b'yontuf, b'shem sha'oz shruim b'simchas yontuf. We only duchen a yontuf, because then is a simcha, v'toyiv leiv hu yivorech. In order to give a broch, you have to have a toyiv leiv, and Klal Yisrael is b'simcha on yontuf, especially the Kehanim. Therefore, we do only a Yontif. Not only that, we only do by Musaf, because Musaf, the Ramon says, they noisen, Vafilib Yontif, they noisen Kapayim Elbetulas Musaf, Shiyotzin Ozm Besaknesis, Vismubub Simchas Yontif. We're close to the Misarech Simchas Yontif, we're close to the meal, so we do on Musaf with exceptions. I would like to discuss with you today what is the status of Yisroel Gabi Birchas Kehanim. Is Yisroel allowed to duchen? Ibemis, the Shivas of Mrs. Birchas Kehanim, I do not have to say, just one anecdote. The Briskerov was once starving in a minyan, took one at Yisroel, but they took it even every day. And there was no coin there. So he sent one of his sons out to look for a coin. So one of the other Mispalim wondered, you duchen every day, why are you looking for a coin? You'll not have them today, have them tomorrow. So the Briskerov answered, I don't understand, he said. If there would be a big tzaddik somewhere in Europe who gives brochas, everyone would fly there and go to be mishtadl to get a brocha. Here the Rebbein Shalom himself says, V'somu eshmi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avorchem, the Rebbein Shalom promises to give you a brocha. Shouldn't we look for it? Shouldn't we do a shtadlis to receive this brocha? The Indian of Yisroel Gabi Berchus Kehanim, I will start with the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Chuv Ches, Tchilas Hilchas Nasiyas Kapayim. Interesting enough, the halachos of duchening of Berchus Kehanim is called Nasiyas Kapayim, lifting up of the hands. Apparently, the Indian of the Kehanim lifting up the hands is an integral part, an important part of Birchas Kehanim. We'll come to that more later. The Mechaber starts, Ein Nisiyas Kapayim Bepochas Me'asora. We do not duchen without a minyan, the Kehanim Me'a minyan. The Kehanim are included in the minyan. As the Ramor, the Ein Lezor Lisokapov. Yisroel is not allowed to duchen Afilu in Kehanim Acherim, even with other Kehanim. Apparently the Loshon Ramor means that by himself, obviously not. The Chiddush is Afilu in Kehanim Acherim. We will get to that soon. The Zohar Oiver Ba'asei. A Zohar who duchens is Oiver Asei. And then he continues, perhaps, he adds, without the Kehanim, it is but only by himself is also. The Makar to this discussion, the Ramor, is a Gemara in Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Yossi. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Chesed Bedalef, Omer Rabbi Yossi. Miyomai lo yovarti al divrei chaveira. The Gemara is discussing various mamorim of Tanoim. Rabbi Yossi said in the Gemara Shabbos, Miyomai lo yovarti al divrei chaveira. I never transgressed, I never disobeyed the words of my chaveirim, the Tanoim. Yodiani ba'atzmi, I know by me, she'eini koin. Rabbi Yossi was not a koin. But, im oimrim li chaveiri alei leduchen, if my chaverim tells me to go up leduchen, to go up to the platform in duchen, ani yoyle. That is the member of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, I know I'm not a kohen, but if my chaverim tell me to go up, I will go. He's trying to impress on us the chashivus of listening to his chaverim. Tosfos on this often art is bakant, the Ri says, lo yoda ri ma isse yesh bedova. The Ri says, lo yoda, he does not know what prohibition was incurred by Rabbi Yossi going, wanting to go up to Duchen. What is it is involved here? Bizarre oil le Duchen. Imloy adds the Tosfos, Mishabroch levatol shukahanim amr tayr levorches Yisroel. The only issue Tosfos can find is the broch levatol. You're going to make a broch hashikadoshon b'chesoy shel Aharon the shem u'malchus. That's the broch levatol. But the etzem minion of duchening, the Ri didn't understand what the fuss was about. What did the race mean? I'm going to duchen am Yisroel. What's the fuss? The darkim Moshe, which is Dremo in his glasses, in his parish on the tour, leads a whole group of Achrayim and asking from Gemara Mufureshes. That means Tosfos seems to say there's no is in Yisrael Duchenim. There's a Gemara in Ksubas Chuf Dalet. Iboilu, the Gemara queries, Ma'u la'ales b'nesiyas kapayim li'yuchsin. There were certain moments in Klal Yisroel, especially the time of the second Beis Hamikdash beginning, where there was a problem of yichus by Kehanim. Kehanim, when Ezra came to Eretz Yisroel, there were various families of Kehanim who hadn't kept to their families. They'd gone into forbidden marriages, and there was a major problem of yichus in Kehanim. So the Gemara queries, Ma'u la'alois bitruma, Ma'u la'alois b'nesiyas kapayim li'yuchsin. Can you elevate a kohen who you see duchening to yuchsin, to what is called genealogical purity? That means, can he be called a kohen yuchos to marry into a family of kohen yuchosim? So the Gemara continues, Tiboilu, we can consider it lemandum amalin mitruma liyuchsin. There is a machlokes in the Gemara where the malin mitruma liyuchsin, a kohen who you see eating truma, can you understand and take on that he is a kohen miyuches? So the Gemara explains, Tiboye, we can consider according to the man who says, Malin mitruma liyachsin, hanemile, when can we be mal a kohen, dafka truma, davoin misa, dafka with respect to truma, we can elevate a kohen who eats truma. Why? Mishum davoin misa. Because eating, a zar eating truma is chai misim de shumayim. Therefore, if we see a kohen eating truma, we can assume a person would not eat truma unless he's definitely a kohen, because it's chai misa. So therefore, if we see him eating truma, we can assume he's a kohen agabi yichas as well. Aval nesis kapayim de isur asei, these are the significant words, but duchening, a zar who duchens, is only over an asei. We cannot assume automatically that he's a kohen, because it's only an isra asei, and therefore we cannot be mala liyuchsin. Rashi explains, what is the isra asei? Rashi says, it's written in the posik, in the parsha of nesis kapayim in Nosoi, koi savarchas b'reisrol atem v'loi zorim. From this Gemara we see clearly, a zar who duchens is over an asay of koy sevarches bnei Yisrael atem b'leizorim. So what is Tosfos wondering in Shabbos? Leodari ma is yesh b'zar oil leduchen. The Ri wondered what is this about. We have this Gemara in Ksubas that is iser asay, a Yisrael who duchens is over asay of koy sevarches atem b'leizorim. The Marsho, the Bach, and the Mogen Avraham in one answer, They go on the same derech, and the Bedaik, the words, he says, I would oile leduchim. And they say very simply, he was in a difficult situation, Rabbi Yossi. His chaverim told him to go up. He wasn't a kohen. So he would have done the following, a very simple solution. He would have gone up there, and once you go up there, no one knows what you're doing. And he would have stood there without duchening. So since he wouldn't have duchened, he would have just stood there. He would have obeyed his chaverim, but he wouldn't have been over that say. That is the answer of the Marsho and the Mugra Avraham. And the Medak was, oyle leduchen. He didn't say he would have given the broch, he would have oyle leduchen.
Duchen means the platform.
Yes. Other chronim say clearly, the Medak was duchen platform. We see a lot of times in Gemara, a platform was set up by the Melech when he said Hakel. The platform was set up for people to speak and things like that. So oyle leduchen means, I would go up to this place. Why didn't he fancy doing it? Because there's a certain chshivas in going oyle leduchen. He wouldn't be over say because he wouldn't give the brocha, but he felt bad by doing it. And that would also answer kash of the Bach. The Bach asks a question. He doesn't understand Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, if my chaverim would tell me to go up leduchen, I would go up. Your chaverim tell you to waver avail, you do it? Without choices. The Gemara seems to say he was oppressing Ablisken to chaverim even if they tell him to do an avera. How could his chaverim tell him to go up and duchen? The Ivelif never the Mashim and Isov of Yisrael duchening. And how would he go up? My tochen, he would listen to his chaverim when the Torah says not to do it. Lotnis answer, it's very good because he wouldn't give the Berchus Kahan if you just go up. And he was becoming himself the laws, the gossip, what people would say, I took on Yisrael standing there, what right you have to stand there, but the Bibino isn't involved. The Dark Moshe himself, the Ramon himself and the Dark Moshe, goes on a different direct to answer this question, this theory, this conflict between the Gemara and Shabbos, Tosfos and Shabbos, it says, Liodri Ma Yisyesh Bedova, and it's such shady, the Gemara and Ksumash says clearly that Zor Duchen is over Basay. And the Ramon makes a chilek, he makes a difference. Is he together with other kohenim? Is he by himself? And the Ramon seems to say, but he's a mistapik, he's not 100% sure. He seems to say that the main issue is only when he goes up by himself. When he goes up with other kohenim, there isn't an issue of kohenim sevorch atam loizorim. Even though, if you ask somebody to tell you, kohenim sevorch is lo shirabim, atam loizorim, you would say that would be barabim. Oh, but the Ramah doesn't say like that. The Ramah says the issa is basically only when you go by yourself. I would like to return to, and the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, like we quoted at the beginning, goes in the same deck. I will repeat his lotion. The Eil Lezor Lisok Kapov Afilu in Kehanim Acherim. By himself is Avada Osa. The Chiddush is Afilu in Kehanim Acherim. Aye, the Ramah says in Kehanim Acherim is no issa. Explains the Mishnah Brura, the Issa of Atem Velezorim is only on his own. But if he goes up with other Kahanim, and he duchens, he says, Issa of Brochel Batoli. He says the Brocha Sheki Dishonu B'Kdushon Sheshel Aharon, and he's not a Kohen, he's not been sub in this mitzvah, so the Chiddush is Afilim Kahanim Acherim is only the Issa of Brochel Batoli. The Mugen Avraham and various other Mepharshim asked from where does the Ramah take this chilik? L'chayre, the Torah says, Kohen Sevorach Atem V'loi Zorim. The Issa is for, the mitzvah is Kohanim V'loi Zorim. What is the difference whether he goes by himself or with other Kohanim? And like I asked you as well, L'chayre, Kohen Sevorach is talking about Barabim, not B'yochid. The Ramah, the Mugen Avraham, he has a very interesting teretz. The Mugen Avraham doesn't go in the derech on the way of the Ramah to be mechalek with one kohanim without the kohanim or by himself. And he goes in an entirely different derech. He brings a bakata machlokes in Erevin. In the beginning of Vayikra, there's a posik dabel b'nei Yisroel b'marto aleihem odom ki yakrim mikem korban v'somach yodoy. There's a mitzvah in the Torah when a person brings a korban, v'somach yod dusmicha. Does a woman dusmicha when she brings a korban? So the Gemara darshens double b'nei Yisrael v'somach, b'nei Yisrael somchin, and ladies aren't somach. Here we come to Bakanta Machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda darshens b'nei Yisrael somchais v'loi b'nei Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda darshens b'nei Yisrael somchim v'ein b'nei Yisrael somchis. When a woman brings a korban, it's also for to do smicha. Rabbi Yossi says, Noshim Soimchais Rishus. That means Rabbi Yossi also agrees double b'nei Yisrael v'somach that women aren't in the mitzvah of smicha. But that means they're only not mechuyev to do smicha. But they're allowed to do smicha. Noshim Soimchais Rishus. This says various nafkiminis, Bakan Toysis in Erevin, who takes up from this Gemara from Rabbi Yossi, Noshim Soimchais Rishus, that every mitzvah sasei shazman geroma, shoifa, lulav, all these mitzvahs, which women are mechuyev, they can make a brocha. And there comes the machlokes, mechab and the ramo, the sfaradim, do not make brochas because the mechab of paskins, like the first Tana Rabbi Yehuda, that women are not allowed to make smicha, so therefore women can't make a brocha on a mitzvah which they are potum, it's like smicha. And we paskin, the ramo paskins, like Rabbi Yossi, noshim, soimchis, reshus, and we can make a brocha on a mitzvah which will not mechuyev, a woman can make a broch on it. So I was a zukta mugen Avraham, Lot Rabbi Yossi, who holds noshim soim chesashus, even though the Torah has dabel bnei Yisrael, v'loi bnei Yisrael, it's only mafkir them, it's only excludes from the chiyev, oh, but there's a reshus, and they make a broch on it. So similarly, he says, it's written in the parsha of Birchas Kanim, dabel aharen vel bonov. So the mugen Avraham says, dabel aharen vel bonov means, Aaron is mechuyev to make a brocha, but the other people, it's a reshus. A Yisrael, he's not mechuyev to duchen, but like we say by smicha, Rabbi Yisrael, double bnei Yisrael, v'loi bnei Yisrael, women are not mechuyev, but it's a reshus. Similarly, by Berachas Kohanim, he will dash double Aaron, it's a chiyev, and for women it's a reshus. So, if, I mean, for Yisrael, it's a reshus. Therefore, he went to Duch, and we talk about Rabbi Yossi. The Tana in Shabbos is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, if my chaver would tell me, I would go up to Duchen. Rabbi Yossi holds Dach, no Shim Saim Chesreshus, double Bnei Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, she holds double Aaron, V'lo Yisrael means only is no Chiv, but there's a Reshus. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi could go up to Duchen, and the Tosfos wonders, there's no issa. Like women can make a brocha on the man groma, Yisrael can also do him.
Yes.
Yes, but if Rabbi Yisrael double b'nei Yisrael v'somach, only means that the Yisrael is not mechuyev to do smicha, but he's allowed to do smicha. So similarly, we dash ne dabel Aaron. Aaron has got a chiv, v'lo Yisrael. Yisrael hasn't got chiv, he's got reshus. That's what the Mugen Avraham says. The only question, the Chokh B'Shloim asks a question which everyone could ask. Tosfos says, Layodari ma yish yes bedova. How does Tosfos carry on? Im loy mishum broch levatola. The Re says, I don't know what Israel Yosef was like when he was doing as Israel. According to the Mogen Avraham, a Israel is not mechuyev to do Birchas Kohanim, but he's allowed to do the Birchas Kohanim. The minute he's allowed to do Birchas Kohanim, it's a reshus, he can make a broch on it. Like we make a broch on Shaifa Lulav, a Yisrael should be able to make a broch. I is nish mechuyev, or when reshus can also make a broch. We pass in like Rabbi Natam, that notion can make a broch on Zman Geroma. Sorry? Same Tosfos, Leodari. And read Chayit Meir Rabbi Natam. Tosfos held notion of same concern that women can make a broch. Yes? Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Sorry? Yeah, the whole question in Birchas Kehanim, whether you say Shemer Ka'ayin or not, there's a famous piece of Levi, and since you need Ka'ayin, you need certain conditions, you don't say Shemer Ka'ayin there. B'cholayfim, a gentleman here made a point, and Bamis, the point is an excellent point. The Chochma Shleima asks his question, and he gives the following answer. Chochma Shleima is a Shleima Klieg, he gives the following answer. He says like this. He says that Bishleima, when a woman blows shofar or is mekayem mitzvah ki shofar lulav, there is a tzura ha-mitzvah. The tzura ha-mitzvah is taking a shofar in your hand, or taking a shofar and blowing it, or taking a lulav in your hand. This woman, when she takes the shofar and she takes the lulav, she's doing the ma'as ha-mitzvah. The bracha is on the ma'as ha-mitzvah, and she's mekayem the ma'as ha-mitzvah. She can say she can shun mitzvah yisof. Ma'ashein ki be'brichas koinim. The words Yivarecho aren't the Masa Mitzvah. The Masa Mitzvah is blessing Klal Yisroel. And since a Yisroel is not Mekayim a Broch of blessing Klal Yisroel, he's not Mitzvah, and it's not called blessing Klal Yisroel. The Kahanim have got a Mitzvah of blessing Klal Yisroel. A Yisroel hasn't got this Mitzvah. So even if he says the words aren't the Masa Mitzvah. The Masa Mitzvah is blessing. He didn't at all go into blessing. He didn't bless anybody. So since he didn't bless anybody, that's similar to what you said. So since he didn't bless anybody, he is not shaykh to say the brocha. The Chochma Shleima has another teretz. His other teretz is that only Bishleima b'shofar lulav. There's an allgemeine mitzvah from Klal Yisrael. And there's a zeitige ptur for women's man grome. But this ptur of zman grome is not written in the parish of shofar lulav. Beside the parish of shofar lulav, she's mechuyev. There's a zeitige ptur. Masha'en kin by birchas kehanim. Since the it's written in the parsha Daba el bnei el aron v'loit v'loy zorim, it's not shaykh to say a yid should make a broch on it ashekin shonu, because he's clearly excluded from this parsha. He might be able to have rishus to say these words, but he cannot say ashekin shonu with tzvois because he's excluded from the parsha. The cholayf natsa the chok mishloime answers the book of Avraham why it should be a broch al vatola. We still have not answered the chilik of the Ramah. How the Ramah makes his chilik that only Yisroel is over when he duchens alone, but when he duchens with other kehanim, he's not over this issa of atim v'lezorim. There's one answer to explain this that we've seen. The Chasam Sofer explains the following: that you do a halacha. Kehanim only mechuyev only mitzvah or mitzvahs nesiyas kapayim when they are called. The Gemara learns it out of the posik Emma Lohem. We have to call the kehanim. That's why the shlich tzimah starts with the word kehanim. If he does not say the word kehanim, they do not start duchening, because it's written clearly. You call the kehanim, then they start duchening. A Yisrael is only either bimkoim a kohen is mechuyev. So let's consider, says the Chasam Sofer, if the Yisroel goes up with other kehanim and he stands there and the Chasam says kehanim, who is the Chasam calling? He's calling the kehanim. He's not calling this Yisroel. So since he's not calling this Yisroel, this Yisroel is not being called because the Chazan Chavron of the Kahanim. So since Yisroel, because it's not over, because you're only over when you're called. And since there are the Kahanim there, it is clear that the Chazan is Mechor Mechavon. He's thinking of the Kahanim when he says the word Kahanim. He doesn't think of this Yisroel, so therefore, the Yisroel is not over. Masha'en ke, when Yisroel is Oile Levad, when Yisroel goes up by himself and the Chazan says Kahanim, who is he calling? He's calling him. So since he's calling him, he's doing it in a tzura, in a form which a kai would be mechuyev. So therefore he's over. There's only one question on this, that normally one kai you do not call kehanim. That's the only question on this Chasam Sofer. You only call Kehanim when there's two Kehanim, so before Shin Gemurah. So I've got a question on this Chasam Sofer. That's what the Chasam Sofer says to explain the Rambam. Again, we have a question. The question is that the Tosfos says in Masechta Shabbos, he does not know what the issue is for Yisrael to duchen. And we have a Mefurash Gemara in Ksubas, which the Gemara says explicitly that a Kohen, a Yisrael is over Issa Semedi duchens. There's a famous Haflor, Ksubas Kov Dalet, who the Haflor, the Frankfurter Rover, Pinchas Horowitz, Rebbe Chassid Sofer, he brings a question to the Rambam, and he says a chilik exactly the opposite to the Rambam. The Haflor says the Issa is only without the Kehanim, and by himself he's not over. And he explains like this. He brings, normally we are of the opinion that a Kohen has got a mitzvah to oil the duchen. When he's called, he's mekayim a mitzvah of duchening, it's a machlek, it's one mitzvah, three mitzvahs. A Yisrael is mekabel brocha. There is a famous Shitzas Charedim. The Charedim, one of the Rishonim, holds that Kishem, like there is a mitzvah for the Kohen to duchen, there is a mitzvah for the Yisrael to hear the brochas. The same mitzvah there is for a Kohen to duchen, there is a mitzvah for the Yisrael to hear the brochas. He learns it out of the Gemara Sotah. It's written in the Gemara Sotah, Emel Lohem, Ka'odom Ayim Lechaver, Ponim Keneged Ponim. Emel Lohem, we learn like a person speaks to his Chaver, Ponim Keneged Ponim. So he learns out like the Ponim, the Pnei Kohen is Mekayim a Mitzvah, the Yisrael is also Mekayim a Mitzvah. Therefore as well, we have the Halacha written in the Gemara, people who are standing behind the Kehanim, that's where all the Israelim move away, because those who are behind the Kehanim aren't yet in the mitzvah of Berchus Kehanim. See, if so, explains the Haflor. If this Yisrael goes up with other Kehanim, there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to duchen, and there's a mitzvah for the Yisrael to be benched. But since this Rabbi Yossi was a Yisrael, when he was standing with the Kehanim up there, was he behind the mitzvah of the Yisrael? No, because he's going to stand upon him, connected upon him. So that's what the Gemara means in Ksubas. When a Yisrael is oil and leduchen, he is over an asay, which asay? The asay of being misborech. So therefore, Mash'en came, the Gemara in Shabbos, when Rabbi Yossi went up to duchen, he went up on his own. If he went up on his own, was there a mitzvah of duchening there? There was no mitzvah of duchening. See, wasn't mevatel the mitzvah of lizborech? That's how the Haflor explains it, that with other kahanim it's an avera, because the avera is not he is duchening, the avera is not being mekabel the brook like Yisrael should be mekabel it, and by himself there's no issue because there's no duchening involved at all. The Dvar Avraham brings a right to the Charedim that there is a mitzvah for the Israelis Borech. He brings a nice raya. The Mishnah Megillah Daf Chuf Dalad Beis writes, "Bakant Halacha, Kohen sheyesh boi mumin, a Kohen who has blemishes. He has blemishes on his hands or on his feet. Lo yiso es kapov, shouldn't do him." Rashi explains in the Mishnah the reason why he shouldn't do him is. The people will look at his hands, it's a strange sight, blemishes on the hands, or stripes on the hands. People will look at him, and the Gemara says, in the Gemara says, Hamistakil Bekehanim Beshor Shenoisim Kapeyam, Enof Kois. When someone looks at the kind when they're duchening, he will lose his eyesight. Toisvus. In Chagiget of Tezayin asks on Rashi, how can you, Rashi, say the Issa is because the people looked at him and they will lose their eyesight? It is clear in the Gemara in Chagiget that this whole din of Amistakel Bekayin B'Shas Yis Kabayim and of course was only B'Sman HaMikdash B'Shem HaMafayrish. In the Beis HaMikdash they duchen B'Shem HaMafayrish. And there, if you looked at the Kohen's hands, ain't of course. So Tosfos gives another explanation. The reason why you're not allowed to, why a Kohen who's got Mumin Shen Duchnis, you're not allowed to look at him is because of Hes Chadas. If this Yisrael will look at the Kohen, he won't listen to the Bruch, he'll be Masiach Das. Now I'm asking you, says the Dvar of Rome. L'chayre hesach hadas beunified by a person who is mechuyev in a mitzvah. When a person wears tefillin, he's not allowed to be mesiach das. He's a mitzvah. When the kohen that sits was wearing the kohen, what the kohen was wearing the tzitz, he's not allowed to be mesiach das. If the Yisrael has no mitzvah in Birchas Kohanim, what is of hesach hadas is here involved? There's no hesach hadas. So the Dvar of Rome says, from this is of hesach hadas of Yisrael being masich das b'shas Birchas Kohanim, we see he's involved in the mitzvah. And since he's involved in the mitzvah, we can understand the is of hesach hadas. Agav and Afkumin between the two reasons is the reason because of Ein of Kois, because he loses eyesight, or because of hesach hadas. A nice nafka minu would be if he's already heard once Birchas Kehanim. Mm-hmm. He's come to shul a second time and he's hearing a second time Birchas Kehanim. If the reason of Ein of Kois, for the second time he's not allowed to look. If the reason of hesach hadas, he's already been mekayim the mitzvah. The Menachas Chinuch goes even further and he queries, if we say it like the Haredim that the Yisroel has got a mitzvah to be benched, are women mechuyev in this bracha, yes or no? Do women also have a chiyev lizborach yadonayim? So Yidi can shrine, lechayim birchas kehanim is a mitzvah sasesh man geroma, because laylo is love's man. We learn out sheiros from avoyde. We learn out the mitzvah of birchas kehanim from the avoyde and the beis hamikdash. Like there's no avoid the Beis HaMikdash by night, there's no sheiros of Nisis Kapayim by night. But the Menachas Chinuch himself says, he brings proofs that he's not a proper hekish and could be meikadin yikuduchin by night, and therefore women should be mechuyev in this mitzvah as well. The Dvar Avraham himself gives a different answer to explain the difference why the Gemara in Ksuba says a Zohar is over Avera, but a Kohen, and the Tzoyis HaShavs and Lyod Rima is Yesh Bedova. And the Dvar Avraham says a simple answer. As we said before, the Gemara in Tzoyis says, Kohanim, when there are two Kohanim, we say Emelohem, we call them up. When there is one Kohen in Shul, we do not call him up. If there are two kohanim, emelam, we say kohanim. Kohen echot eine kohanim. Tosfos adds, Taka, that if one kohen is in the Beis Medrash, it's only a mitzvah drabonon. Because since you don't call him, it's only a mitzvah drabonon. Versteht sich? The issa for Yisrael is only be mitzvah b'mokim kohanim. So therefore the answer is very simple. If this Yisrael goes up with other kohanim, so there's a mitzvah minat Torah. So therefore, if the Yisrael's there and he duchens with them, he's over there because of work atam lezorim. But if he goes up on his own, if he would be a kohen, he wouldn't have a mitzvah deraisa. So therefore, he's not over the issa.
Do we make a difference between one kohen and more kohen? And he goes up with one kohen.
Yeah, I thought of that as well. What happens if he goes up with one kohen, but the emes is the MLM is not a proper MLM? But since they're not two kohanim, you follow. Ibamis, the two brings a shit of Rabbeinu Peretz, as the kohen yochid, this is not get you, the two brings a shit of Rabbeinu Peretz, a kohen yochid, a single kohen who goes up, is not over an aver if he doesn't go up. And the Bach adds, Afili he's called Kohanim, a single Kohen, he's not over Issa, because there's no mitzvah of Emelhem by one Kohen, so that he's not over Issa, Afili is called. If so is Poshet, that Yisrael will be over. Now Afili, the shit of the Menachas Chinuch. The Menachas Chinuch holds that one Kohen is Mekayim a mitzvah. If he goes up, he argues on the Bach, but that is only a mitzvah kiyumis. Similarly to a Kohen who's already duchened and is called to another shul, he's not mechuyev to go. Afili two Kohanim, but the Mekayim a mitzvah. Just one more answer. The only Yontif in the Sefer Simitah Zvuv argues on the Mugen Avraham, who the Mugen Avraham is toiler this shale is Yisrael over Amnoshim Soim Chis Rishus Yodinayim. And the Mugra and the only Yotzer comes in the following Tana. He says this. He says, Bishloi be Bamnoshim Soim Chis Rishus. He says, if the Torah writes double B'nai Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of smicha. So without the words B'nai Yisrael, B'nai B'nai Yisrael, woman will be Mechuyim as well. Comes the B'nai Yisrael and is mafkia the women from the Chiev. But the Rishus remains. Mashenkim Babirchus Koyanim, when the Torah writes Dabel Aharon, is there a Hava Mina Yisrael is also Mechuyim to Duchen? He says it's impossible. Because if the Israel would be Mechuyim to Duchen, who would they Duchen to? So if the Torah writes Dabel Aharon, even without the Miyad, it means Kahanim, I've got the mitzvah, and Yisrael hasn't got the mitzvah. It's impossible for Yisrael to be included in the mitzvah, because who would you duchen to? See, if we have a meet afterwards of Dabe El Aaron V'loi Zor, Kosvorch V'loi Zor, it doesn't come to tell us that he is not Mechuyiv. His Porsche is not Mechuyiv. It comes to tell us he's not allowed to duchen. And the Heilig Yontif makes a different chilik. He says like this, he says that you're only over the Issa of Kosvor Chatam Lezorim when he was Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah. When Rabbi Yossi went up to Duchen, what was he Mechavan? My Chaverim told me to do something and I don't keep over their words. He wasn't Mechavan L'Shem Mitzvah Duchen, he was Mechavan, I do not want to be over the words of my Chaverim. Since he was not mechaven l'shem mitzvahs duchening, he was mechaven for another reason. Therefore, he is not over the aver of atam lezorim. Only with mechaven l'shem mitzvah. And since he was mechaven, he didn't want to be over his chaverim's words. He's not over. The Meshech Chochma goes in a similar way, and he says very similar to that. He says the following. He says that we see at the chilik in the Gemara. We said before that the people who are standing behind the Kohanim are not over the Issa. There's a aloch in the Gemara, if the Bismel Shekula Kohanim, all of them go up. So the Gemara asks, who do they bench? They bench the Amshe Besodes, people who didn't have the time to get to Shul, and they are in the fields, and the Gemara asks, how can they, they're not in the Shul, so the Gemara answers the Anisa. Since there are oinus, they are included in the bruch. I mean, if someone stands behind the Kohanim in Shul, he's not interested in going ponim upon him. He's not included in the bruch. But somebody who's oinus is included in the bruch. I feel it if he's not standing opposite them. Since Rabbi Yossi went up to Duchen because his chaverim forced him to, he's beged the oinus. Since he's beged the oinus, he's included in the brocha. So even though he wasn't standing opposite the Kohanim, he's included in the brocha. There's a lot more to talk about this. I hope we will go, I will definitely go to the Birchas Kohanim with a proper kavona, and the Rebbeinu should help us, Taki, we should be zoich to the Birchas Kohanim and all the hashpos which Yom Tov brings.
They're kind of on your chosim, are they? So I mean, but if there's no Kain, then you're not going to go and look for one, are you?
Yeah.
No, 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 no,